This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont gets about one-third of its power supply from Hydro-Québec, a government-owned utility in Canada. Now the company has a new CEO. His name is Éric Martel, and he comes to Hydro-Québec after heading up the business aircraft division at Bombardier. Martel wants to put greater emphasis on sales and profits while increasing electricity exports outside Quebec. And as one of the places HQ exports its power, with a 26-year contract negotiated in 2012, Vermont has a vested interest in how HQ is run. The price Vermont pays for Hydro-Québec's power will be adjusted in future years using a formula taking into account regional electricity prices and movement of prices around the country. Reporter Peter Hatticle has been writing about Hydro-Québec's new CEO for the Montreal Gazette, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about Éric Martel. What is his background?
Well, Martel is an electrical engineer who studied in Quebec City at Laval University, held a bunch of positions in the private sector, worked for around 10 years at Bombardier in a number of important positions. Most importantly, as you mentioned, the sale of business jets. That division has been driving Bombardier for most of the last decade. The question now is whether any of those skills will be transferable as he moves to this new position at Hydro-Québec. His nomination was somewhat of a surprise, not a name that people had been bandying about, and certainly coming from outside the industry, he's going to have some challenges to face.
Well, one of the things you reported in your article is his emphasis of wanting to have a more profitable Hydro-Québec. He says that's in everyone's interest because it can help to fund public services and social programs. Is there any sense of how Martel might try to expand Hydro-Québec sales?
Well, first of all, he does make a good point. We do have shortfalls in our funding of education, healthcare in Quebec, and currently Hydro-Québec is paying an annual dividend to the government of about $2.5 billion a year, and also paying around $500 million a year in royalties on the water that it uses to generate power. So it is an important issue. He's up against a significant challenge in that the surpluses that have been building up in Quebec over time are now quite large. To understand why this has happened, you have to look at a number of things, including the government's decision to get into wind power, which, of course, is an issue of interest down in Vermont, I know. Over the last few years, successive governments in Quebec have decided for their own largely political reasons to go ahead with large wind power projects, mostly as a way to stimulate regional economic growth and not because that power was specifically needed by the province.
Has there been the same kind of pushback on wind power projects in Quebec that there has been in certain parts of Vermont?
Interestingly enough, there hasn't been. The community acceptance of these projects has been generally quite good when you compare them to, for example, I do spend a bit of time in the Northeast Kingdom myself, and I do know that the Lowell and Sheffield wind projects down there have generated a lot of controversy. But the issue in Quebec is more what it's done to the surplus. It's a generator of loss for Hydro-Québec in the sense that the power that goes into the grid is generated at a cost of between 6 and 12 cents a kilowatt hour, and if it can't be sold in Quebec, it has to be liquidated. And it's often sold off at very low prices, which have ranged as low as 3 to 4 cents in the U.S., so especially in Vermont. There's an attractive opportunity down the road if they're going to be selling surplus power at this rate. If you can buy power from Quebec at 4 or 5 or whatever, 6 cents a kilowatt hour, it's going to be a potentially great deal for Vermont.
That is a great deal for Vermont. I do wonder, though, if there's going to be some pushback now for Martel from folks in Canada who say maybe you should be charging a little more for that power that gets bought up in Vermont.
Well, it's a supply and demand thing. There's no question that they're going to want it to strike some better deals. And the other thing that they have to do is improve the interconnections, because if they want to sell more, they've got to be able to ship more. And so there's a number of projects on the drawing board. There's the Northern Pass project, which will eventually link up through New Hampshire and down into the Boston area. And that is creating a lot of controversy, I understand, because of the route that they've taken through the White Mountains in New Hampshire. These projects have to go ahead before Hydro-Québec can realize some of its ambitions as far as exporting more power to the U.S.
We know that Hydro-Québec has had some controversy in the past over concerns on environmental impacts of the dams that generate much of the power. In particular, some Aboriginal groups in Canada have disputed some of these dams. And will Martel have to address that going forward?
It's going to be a challenge for him, no question. But to be honest with you, and I think he will say so himself, it's getting more and more difficult socially to sell these large-scale dam projects because of the concerns that the Aboriginal communities have, the cost of compensation that would have to be paid to these communities to get their okay. So I think one of the reasons why the previous CEO, Thierry Vandal, left Hydro-Québec was that he could see that the era of these large-scale dam-building projects was coming to an end. It'll be an issue if they have some smaller-scale projects to execute, but I don't think it'll be as much of a problem as it has been in the past.
Finally, Peter, what about the relationship between Vermont and Hydro-Québec? Éric Martel, very new to the job. Has he given any indication, though, whether or not he feels that Vermont is an important partner going forward?
I think it's really early to say. He didn't want to go into very much detail about any particular file when I had a chance to speak with him last week. But obviously we know that the links between Quebec and Vermont on the energy front are really very close now, with the fact that Gaz Métro, another Quebec company, owns two utilities. So I imagine that one of the first things he's going to be doing will be to meet with officials in Vermont. I know with the closing of Vermont Yankee, there's going to be a lot of interest in replacing that power and also meeting some of the renewable energy goals that the people in Vermont have set. So I'm sure that's going to be a priority subject for Mr. Martel.
Peter Hadical writes for the Montreal Gazette. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.